Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. I feel like we, how long, Tuck? I bet you, hold on. Let's guess. I'm going to guess we're at 36 minutes.
I was going to say 36 minutes.
Were you really?
Yeah.
We're at 34 minutes.
Oh, not too bad. All right. Take back. I feel like we made it.
Is Chase going to be a Hall of Famer?
Dude, so yes, 100%. He's not going to get in this year, but like Chase Utley is going to get above 50% this year. No player has ever gotten what Chase has gotten in his first year on the ballot and not gotten in the Hall of Fame. Like Chase Utley is going in. Thank you. Chase Utley will be a Hall of Famer.
I'm very proud.
Me
very
too.
Proud of people.
I'm proud of the voters. Yeah. Like for him to be this high is for like I would have guessed he'd be in the 20s. He's like, what's he tracking now? Like 60s?
I guess. I guess when you share the
50s, 60s.
I guess when you put out the stat that he had the second highest WAR in baseball from 05 to 14. Mm-hmm. I guess now
well, look,
for Utley, I'm very pro WAR.
Yeah.
Pick and choose.
I think the voting, you know, they've done a lot to change the voting body in the Hall of Fame, and it started to veer more towards people who think in a little bit smarter way and people who really cover the sport and all that.
Counting stats matter for the Hall of Fame. I agree with that.
Like longevity matters. You got to play. You got to do that stuff. Yeah.
But like 7-year peak should matter the most.
I'm with you, dude.
It should matter the most.
Dude, again, it goes back to my Foles argument. Like I am fine saying someone's better than someone else, even if they didn't do it nearly as long, because the peaks they hit matter the most to me.
Hey, I've gotten over the Foles.
I'm really happy.
I appreciate Foles now.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Thank you. That makes my soul happy.
Because this current team, I'm not a huge fan of.
Yeah, I get it. We could tell. Everyone could tell. This is not breaking news to anybody. They bother you.
They bother me a lot.
Yeah. And Nick just went about his business.
Nick's
a great guy.
And it's funny. Like, I'm a bits guy.
Yeah. Come on. The Foles bit is the all-time bit in Philly
sports. Like, I think the Tush Push is nonsense. I've given up the Tush Push.
Firing off the takes. I love it.
I've given up on it. It's funny. It's funny to watch.
I'm at the point with the Tush Push where the hate fuels me. Like, I think it's the greatest play in the
I don't think people really hate it anymore, though.
I think it's kind of going around the other way.
Yeah, yeah, everyone
like Aikman on Monday night was like, I want to see it stick around.
Yeah.
Great.
But yeah, like the Chase thing, I'm surprised.
I'm shocked.
He's this high early.
Shocked.
Good.
I mean, Jimmy's at like 20 something or whatever. He's like way above Jimmy.
Hmm?
And I think he should be Hall of Famer above Jimmy, but like, it's at least, I think, closer than the numbers are. I mean, I'm surprised he's as far out in front.
If you look at J. Rule's counting stats, it's like, well, he should probably be higher than
That's why most people argue it. Yeah. It's like, eh.
Watch the game.
Yep.
No, I love Jimmy. I'm Jimmy.
He's great.
I hope Jimmy gets in. I'm not sure he's going to get in. I hope he gets
in. I don't think Jimmy is going to get in.
But I am glad that Utley is moving in that direction. And I mean,
we're going to go to Cooperstown for Chris
Utley.
Oh, we're going. Like, it's locked.
I care more about going to Cooperstown for Utley's Hall of Fame than, like, London or
agree.
I mean, obviously nothing about the playoff games, but
still would go to London.
Still would definitely go to London.
Out there, you know, Rod Lakin, if you're listening, I've had many people say that I hope Spod should go to London, so I just want that to be in the universe.
Have you been to London?
I have.
You seem like a London guy.
I've been to London.
You seem like an England guy.
I've been to London.
Yeah. Yeah.
An Anglophile? Is that what it was? My dad was a big Anglophile. You know who's an Anglophile? Peter Seltzer. My brother, big time Anglophile.
Don't, what is that?
Someone who loves England.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Obviously not.
Yeah.
Now, England. I would like to go to England.
It's a cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only
cool
to
place.
See Dave Shaw.
Yeah, well, because the number one reason.
Like, he's infiltrated this city too much.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's time for us to take over there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Dave Shaw, one of the few people I could text and gets back to me, my work schedule.
All right. You're
like, Dave and I text like 4 a.m. He's awake. It's lovely. Let me tell you, the joy of getting a response at 4 a.m. is a really beautiful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you're alone in the
morning. I was in bed at 4 a.m. on Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because the game. Yeah.
But yeah, so oddly, he seems like he's trying towards the Hall of Fame, which is, I'm proud of everyone.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
And I can't wait. I would 100%. I'm going to
I would guess like 3-4 years from now, I'll get along.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bring Walk. Let him know.
Well,
first
trip to the Hall of Fame.
This is the guy.
This is the guy.
So, yes. Yeah, so
then you can show him Taiwan Walker and say you're named after him.
Exactly.
So, yeah, good.
Yeah, exactly.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Speaking of that, I do have signed baseball by Walker Buehler.
Do you really?
Yeah. So like, but if they play,
what do you do with that, huh?
Well, it's a cool one to have if he stays healthy.
He's great, yeah.
But if they face the Phils in the playoff series,
I'm burning it.
I can't wait. I need a Phils Dodgers NLCS.
I know you do.
After you beat the Braves, yeah. Of course, because that's what we do.
Watching Shohei DH in the playoffs, that'll be sweet.
That'll be awesome. Yoshi versus Shohei. Don't join that team, Yosh.
Come on, man. Do you want to be like the second Japanese guy on a team, or do you want to
be
like
the face,
the Japanese icon of a city?
Correct.
Icon.
On the biggest stage.
On the stage where people care. Yeah. All right? Like where we actually come to games and cheer for you.
Yeah.
No
and it's
deal.
Not Yankee Stadium with
the like morgue of a freaking
awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yankee Stadium. It's not Yankee Stadium. It's new Yankee Stadium. Come on.
So come on now. And then the final thing, I guess, yes. Is, did you appreciate the kind of standing up for the Eagles outside the NovaCare today?
So,
have you gone too far?
Yeah. So the standing up thing went too far, like, you know, months ago when it was like every city was like Zach Wilson. Whenever it was at Salicata, that's when it went too far. Whatever the standing.
That was Spike's.
I love Sal. Sal's great. I think he does a really good job up there. That was what, but it's just.
How would you know?
I've heard Sal before. All right. It's not like I listen all the time.
You don't listen to radio.
I'm not like you. I listen to every station in the country and it's like a radio nut or nerd or whatever.
Yeah.
I still listen here and there and I think Sal's very good. Regardless, I think he's very good. But I think that was the moment. I'm not ripping him. I'm just saying when it was the let's do it for Zach Wilson.
Rip Spike.
That's what it's all Spike's fault. All he does is steal our bits from here. It's like he keeps. I see the top five and five. Oh, what's that?
Box Zach, yeah, by the way. Yeah. It's B-A-C-A.
Uh-huh. There's so many. You know what else they're doing? Oh, free throw competition. Where have I heard of that? Oh, okay. Cool.
Unbelievable.
Got it. Yeah. But regardless, whatever. Yeah. You know, you have your little thing. That was the moment, though, when it was for Zach Wilson. I was like, all right, we've jumped the shark.
Again, the key to it, let me just bring you inside the psyche here. You got to choose the right player.
And moment.
You know what I mean? Zach Wilson never had a chance.
No. I mean, just like, that's the thing. The ovation is only a thing if the guy plays better. Well, that's the whole key.
And if the guy's already been one of the best players.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So
let's see if look, here's what I'll say. And I don't know if it's a bit or whatever, but like the idea of cheering for the Eagles right now, like I'm fine with that. Like the reason I love the Turner thing, the heart of it to begin with is that like, I do believe that it is never wrong to like want to cheer your team. Like I'm okay with that, but enough of the other. It's over.
Yeah. We can't bring it back.
We're done.
Next year's dead.
No, it's done.
There's been a lot of requests.
Yeah. No, it's not how this works. It's not how this works.
It's okay.
It's organic.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. It worked.
It was magic.
It worked. I don't want to do it again.
Nope. Nope. It was a lot. It was a lot that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. So that's all I got.